Okay, learning Shemayin Tzchus for first, Shlomo Daniel ben Frumma, ben Yaman Pinchas ben Daphna. This week we're going to have three vorts, but they're going to be like three with some vorts inside. So we could expand it to five, but it's going to be three overall main ideas. The first idea, we're looking at the beginning of the Parsha, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gittes. The Pasuk says famously, Vayikach Moshe Atzmas Yosef Imo. Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. So Sefer Olal Arya asks, Bechorah, you know, he could have just left out the word imo. Why does it just say that Moshe took the bones of Yosef? Why does the pasuk say that Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him? It says, oh, Arya, an amazing idea. It doesn't mean that he only just took the physical bones of Yosef. It also means that he took the lessons of Yosef. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu took Yosef himself. He took the midos of Yosef. Yosef had every reason to hold a grudge against his brothers. They threw him into a pit. And they didn't speak. They didn't have a whole thing with him. What did Yosef do? Yosef said everything was a Kaddish Baruch Hu's plan, and he dealt nicely with them, and he dealt with them with Ava and with brotherhood, and with great things. Moshe Rabbeinu says the Olah Ari, he did the same thing when it comes to later in Sefer Bamidbar with Eldad and Medad, and they're prophesizing in the camp that Moshe was going to die, and that Yeshua was going to take the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua says to Moshe, Moshe, destroy them. Moshe Rabbeinu says no. And he's not machped on what they said. Says the Olah Ari, what does that mean that he took Yosef, Imo, with him? He took the message of Yosef to not hold grudges and to be able to act with Ava and with sensitivity and care. And I think that's a tremendous lesson. Sometimes we're so quick to hold grudges against people. End of the day, we know the Gemara Chazal tell us that the way we treat others, that'll be the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us. If we're willing to forgive others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to forgive us also as well. If you want to say, go 1b also, before we get to the second of the vort, you know the Mishnah tells us the Pirkei Avos in Perek Dala Mishnah Aleph. Ezehu Chacham, who is a wise person? Halomed Mikol Adam, a person that learns from every single person. It doesn't say Halomed Mikol Yehudi or Halomed Mikol Tzadik. Halomed Mikol Adam. You always have to be learning from every single person, no matter who they are, a Jew, non-Jew, whatever it is. We could always be learning from other people. And that was the galus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe took Yosef, not only was it mean he took the physical bones, but he took the message of Yosef as well. Moving on to the later in the Parsha, Perek Yedaled, Pasuk Hey, with our second idea for today. We know the Egyptians get very regretful. They say, Mazos asinu ki shilachnu es Yisrael me'avdinu. What did we do? What did we just do? We sent out the Jewish people from our land, from their work. So says the Emes Yaakov, the Olah Ari quotes it, says the Emes Yaakov of Yaakov Kamenetsky, how could they say, ki shilachnu es Yisrael? What did we just do that we sent the Jewish people? They didn't send the Jewish people. They were forced to send the Jewish people. How could the Egyptians say, Masos asinu, what did we just do? Ki shilachnu es Yisrael me'avdinu, that we sent them. They didn't send them out. They were forced to send them out after Makos Pechoros. So it says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, it's such a practical, practical idea. It says the Yitzhahara, what does the Yitzhahara do sometimes? Yitzhahara seduces a person. He changes a person's whole life, his whole heart, and he makes them think that they're actually doing something. The Egyptians actually thought that they were sending Jewish people out. The Egyptians actually thought that they were the ones sending them out and not a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that exactly shows us, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, how powerful the Yitzhahara is. The Yitzhahara can make us think sometimes that we're doing mitzvahs, that we're actually doing good things, but at the end of the day, we're actually doing something wrong. We know that ever since the Chet Eitz Hadas, we know Chazal tells that Tov and Ra are all mixed kapabel. But that's exactly what the Yitzhahara does, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Why did they think that they sent them out? Because they actually thought, they didn't think there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they actually thought they were still in charge. A beautiful, beautiful idea. The third idea, just to end off, and this is more of a wedding vort, but I think the message is true for everyone. The Pasuk says, Yitzyatzvu varu es Yeshuas Hashem. The Pasuk says we should stand up and get ready for a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, right? Moshe, all the people are bugging out. Why did you take us out of Egypt? You do this to be able for us to die in the Midbar. Moshe said, no, stand fast and we're going to see the Yeshua of Hashem. So says the Olal Aryeh. The Olal Aryeh says, if you look at the word, the word Hizyatzvu, stand up. Hizyatzvu is Gematria 513. What is also Gematria 513, right? Usually 613 is the big Gematria. 513, what's Gematria 513? Gematria 513 is Chasson Kala, says the Olal Aryeh. Sometimes when a chassan and kala are married and they're having a struggle and they know financial issues or it's a child issue, or just for themselves, they're going to say, Hisyatsu, what's going to be? What's the message? Ve'ru'u eis Yeshua Hashem. They can't have any words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send them. They have to look, and they have to search. The Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come. This doesn't only apply for Chasan HaKal, but the Ol Aryeh says that this is what, it's after in the Pasuk of Chasan HaKal, is in the Pasuk. Hisyatsu, you're going to be married. You're going to have issues. You're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. But it's for every single one of us. Every single one of us have sometimes we have challenges. We always have to be Hisyatsu. We have to stand up, look to the Chasan HaKal, and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. The three ideas, just to review. Why does the Pasuk say that Moshe took Yosef Imo? Was it Imo? That he learned the message of Yosef. That he didn't hold a grudge against his brothers. He acted with them with care and sensitivity. And we said also the way that we deal with others, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us. If we're willing to forgive others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to forgive us as well. And we said one B idea is that what does that mean that Moshe took Yosef? He learned from him. Ezo, who's a wise person, Haloma Mikolodim, learning from every single person. The second idea we saw from Emes Liakov, it says that Mazos Hasinu Kishilachnu Ezosal Miavdenu. What did we just do? We send the Jewish people out. It says Rav Yaakov, they didn't send them out, they were forced to send them out. Yaakov says, no, sometimes the Yetzirah makes you think that you're actually doing something, and it actually makes you think that you were doing it, and it's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to see that everything in life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to daven, says Rav Yaakov. I mean, I know that Rav Yaakov's vort, this may be my vort. We have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be able to see what is the Yetzirah, and what is the Yetzirah Tov. The Yetzirah always makes things gray. And the third and final idea for today is His Yatzvaru Es Yeshua Sashem. Moshe says we have to see and wait for the salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come. His Yatsu is Gematria 5:13, which is also Gematria Chasam Kala 5:13. At the end of the day, Chasam Kala have issues. They have to be able to see His Yatsu. But you have to look for Ru'as Yeshua Hashem. You have to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua. We should always look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua, even every single time we have a challenge in our lives. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Shkoich.